Well, hello, I'm here today with Chirag Patel, who is a clinical animal behaviourist and dog trainer with the Company of Animals. Hi, Chirag.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Now, the Company of Animals has been exhibiting at Crufts for a number of years and is, for a lot of people, very well known. But can you tell us a little bit more, for those who might not know about Company of Animals, what you sell?
Yes, the Company of Animals is unique in that we sell training and behaviour products, which a lot of companies do, but we actually have our own training and behaviour centre and referral service for dogs and cats and parrots with behaviour problems or training problems. So our products are based on sound theories on training, and they work with trainers and behaviour counsellors to develop a lot of our products.
Well, that's great. And do they actually get tested on? Have you got a lot of dogs and cats that you test them on?
Yep, we go around to different zoos, rehoming centres, pet dogs, our own office dogs, and we test all our products on our animals and use them in behaviour consultations and training classes as prototypes before they actually get launched as a product that we actually sell.
That's brilliant. Now, for some dog owners and brand new dog owners, they might not know that there's lots of different games and things that they can play with their dogs. What would you recommend as a first-off game or something that they could buy from Company of Animals?
We have a Nina Otterson game range, which is a game designed to sort of work with the dog and the owner together, have fun, build a relationship, build trust, confidence, and it also teaches the dog some basic skills like self-control, patience, and they're games where you can hide treats in, and they range in difficulty. So you can get really easy ones where you've got little bones that you can hide a treat under, and the dog finds a treat and they can pat the bone off, or you can help them lift the bone out. And there's more difficult ones, such as a casino, where the dog actually has to take a key out and then open a drawer to get the treat out there.
Yeah, they are very good. I have tried some of those actually with one of my dogs, and she loves it, and she's really getting used to it. So
excellent.
I think I'm going to have to move up to the next level of difficulty for her. What are proving to be your top sellers at the show at the moment?
We've got a new kit out, dog training and puppy training for dummies, and that's, we're working with the dummies branding to produce a kit that's got a wall chart in it, so people can stick it on their fridge, the whole family can see what they're going to work on. And with puppies, it covers things like play biting, toilet training, chewing, socialization, and there's also an extra guide in there that goes through all of those topics in detail. There's video links, articles, and so they can work at home with their puppy, and they can start things between a vaccination, so when they get that puppy home, before they go to training class, they can already get play biting, toilet training, all of those things sorted and working on before they actually even end up going to class.
Well, that's brilliant. As you know, I teach puppy classes, so that's something that I would really want to recommend to people coming to my classes. Particularly, I think what's really important you've said there is that people can start doing the training and the socialisation before they come to class, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, if people aren't lucky enough to be at Crufts and be able to come along to your stand today, where can they find Company of Animals on the web?
We have a website, companyofanimals.co.uk. We're also on Facebook, the Company of Animals, and we're also on Twitter, so you can find us on a range of the social media networks and also our internet website.
Well, that's brilliant. Well, if people haven't discovered Company of Animals, I'm sure they will do now. So thank you very much, Chirag.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks.